Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
West. That's right. It's ETF of the Week time with Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, is the editor of ETF Trends. And ETF Trends, not only his website where you can find out what he's thinking is trending and you might want to buy or sell, but also the place where you can get lots and lots of information as an ETF investor to make yourself smarter, more savvy, and much, much more. Of course, it's ETFTrends.com. On Twitter, at ETF Trends. Tom's personal Twitter is at Tom Lydon. Tom Lydon, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is...
the Energy Select Sector Spider Fund, ticker XLE.
Wow, the XLE, the Energy Select Sector Spider. You know, energy, Tom, that's a bit of a gutsy call at this point because, well... crude oil prices, they have bounced up a little bit from their lows, but we haven't had a lot of people saying that they actually are ready to buy energy. I can't imagine this is above its 200-day moving average, but maybe I'm wrong. So what is making you look at this one now?
Well, it's not, Chuck. I think it's timely to talk about it because everybody's talking about oil. We've seen a huge drop in the price of oil, but also, how does it affect oil or energy-related ETFs? So there are a couple things. First, when you look at the price of oil itself, yes, it's gone down. So from a profitability standpoint, many may feel that that's going to affect energy and oil companies the same way, but that's not always the case because they're able to pull oil out of the ground at a certain cost per barrel, and then they ratchet up that cost to put their profitability on top of that. So regardless whether they pull it out of the ground at $25 a barrel or $50 a barrel, they're always making their money. In addition, many of these oil companies are sitting on a ton of cash. It may seem that they're going to have to go through this cash while the price of oil is down, but that's not the case because the oil that they're actually producing and servicing at this point is also very profitable. So now that we've seen huge declines, these oil-related or energy-related ETFs have also declined at almost the same rate that a barrel of oil has declined. And it doesn't necessarily correlate. So here's the situation, and I'm not saying that you want to go in and do some bottom fishing, but from valuation standpoint, it really makes sense to consider, if you've got some cash on the sidelines, looking at an energy sector to maybe make some longer-term bets. Because even though we've seen some declines, who's to say where this is going to go, number one? And number two, we are getting very close to the 200-day average. As you pointed out, oil has bounced back a little bit. So it's not quite there on XLE. It's still below its 200-day average. It's down about 4%. But if you're looking for a point to get in and maybe be a little bit select or put a few bets in the energy space, it's a much better place to buy than it was 4 months ago.
So it's the ETF of the week. It's not necessarily the ETF to buy this week. We just can't do it yet.
I just can't do it, Captain. I don't have the power.
Well, you have the power to buy it now, but you don't have the energy prices to buy it now. That's the issue here. But close. And this is one of those cases, you know, normally we talk about using the 200-day moving average as a sell. In this case, we're talking about using the 200-day moving average as a buy point when it crosses it to basically say, now I'm comfortable that we're enough off the bottom that we've, you know, that support levels are going to take us higher, right?
Well, right, Chuck. And, you know, here's another, we talk about the 200-day moving average, and it's a great discipline because many people have seen the huge decline in oil prices, the huge decline in energy-related stocks, but don't know what to do with it and don't have a plan. Having the 200-day average to follow really provides that inherent discipline where if you go back above the 200-day average and you buy at that point and stick to your long position, as long as you remain above the 200-day average, you're not going to get hurt. Again, knowing that it could revert and go back down, you can get out with a small loss, but you're not going to get yourself killed. And that's kind of one of these opportunities, is there's so many ETFs that represent so many good sectors out there, but for the average investor that might be a long-term asset allocator or a buy-and-hold investor that is looking to these unique opportunities in the marketplace, here's an ETF that provides great value, great price, and it's got many billions of dollars in it, and the spread as far as trading is very tight between the bid and the ask. It's a great opportunity if you use it the right way.
But you do have plenty of energy stocks in your S&P 500 kinds of funds, your plain vanilla growth funds. So where are you taking the money from when the time comes that you're ready to buy this?
Well, that's right. So I think in most cases, people, their core positions, like you mentioned, the S&P 500, that should stay. If you've got some liquid positions on the sideline, cash positions, maybe you're finally feeling that rates are going to go up and your long-term treasury positions you've been cutting back because you don't want them exposed, that might be an area that you look to speculate in. And again, keep it to 2 or 3%. This is not a 10% position.
There you go. 2 or 3%, not quite yet, but you want to be watching the Spider Energy XLE. It's the ETF of the week because as oil prices recover just a little bit from their lows, it's getting to where it's getting into buyable territory. And if you want to learn more about what Tom considers buyable, what he considers not worth buying, how the whole 200-day moving average thing works, or anything else, check out ETFtrends.com. That's Tom's website and a great link for all things ETF related. Follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon and his site is at ETF Trends. Tom, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Well, hey, we've just gotten off to a great start on the Thursday edition of Money Life. We've got lots more to go. The big interview is next, so stick around. We are living the money life and loving every minute of it.